Didn't we already do this this week?
Yeah.
What? No way.
No way.
Don't we have like a new episode coming out tonight or something?
Do you know what we haven't done twice this week, though?
I know a couple things I haven't done twice this week. What do you got?
Set PBs at the track. I haven't done that twice this week. Has someone done it once this week?
One time?
Yeah.
Just the once?
I've set a new PB, but it's not anything, doesn't have anything to do with cars.
That's fine.
Yeah. Not a positive thing. Anyway, yeah, let's hear about it.
I set a personal best on meeting.
We,
Yeah.
I mean, car stuff. I think last show we talked, we were trying really hard to get ready for Friday night. And, we got almost there. So we just did the stuff that had to happen, knowing that there's not actually tech going on at the track we go to.
Yeah.
So we didn't have a firewall in the back. We didn't have some stuff, but, we did have everything pretty well lined out and enough to throw the car on the trailer and be at the track Friday night. And first pass, I just kind of lazied it down there to make sure everything was still going in a straight line and not janky. And second pass, some weird shit happened on the tree. And I screwed up, and then I just took off, and the I think it said I had like a 12-second eighth mile at 106 or 18-second. I'm like, wow, that's a big mile an hour for 18 seconds.
It was in the last.
I was like hanging out at the line trying to figure out dumb tree stuff. And then the third and final outing for the evening was able to hit a 1.4 something 60 foot and a 650 like on the money eighth mile. So nice. Pretty okay with that.
Yeah,
compared to what I was doing.
Yeah, because that beats your best of everything with the previous deal with the leaf springs, right?
Oh, yeah, by nearly half a second.
So, but with that being said, it wasn't just the suspension. You haven't made hits since the exhaust and the new rear gear, right?
Right. No.
So, and on your deal, that makes a big difference.
Yeah. I will say, though, I've seen video of it, and there wasn't the redonkulous wheel hop anymore, which is super exciting because I don't want to just tear stuff up, and that's all that stuff does.
Do you have video queued up to share on this deal tonight or what?
No. I don't know how to do that. So no.
Okay.
I could
if you could share the screen, Hot Rock the Shop Dog shared it on Facebook.
Yeah. If you save that video clip to your desktop, then you can go to your little present deal and add it.
Okay.
We're gonna try to do that on the fly, ladies and gentlemen.
This is happening right now, people.
Make this happen. This is live. So while you're doing that, you clearly got your stuff good enough to go make a couple passes. You guys are still working on getting the tens and stuff done, but you're good. You're making the circuit, no problem. You're there. You're comfortable. Yeah. You're comfortable. You're gonna do good. It's only gonna get better from here. I still had a bunch of things several little things that I wanted to do to the wagon before. And I knew I have limited time to do it, you know, so to date the show, today's Sunday, we had a show come out today, but because next week, we don't know if we're going to get to have another one record again, because we're going to be at the circuit. We're doing this tonight, which is Sunday night. I took off work Friday. I was going to spend the weekend with my wife. We, for our anniversary weekend, went down to Eureka Springs. Woke up Friday morning, and I was in some pretty gnarly pain. To make a long story short, I'm not a big go to the doctor guy if anything ever happens, but I looked at my wife and I said, hey, I need you to drive me to the doctor. So she knew something was really going on. Turns out, got some kidney stones beating around in my kidney, causing me some, you know, a skosh of pain. yeah. So I had to go there. They gave me some meds. They hooked me up to, they ran an IV through me, which was awesome because apparently the nurse that decided was her turn to get, you know, set me up for the IV. I've got some pretty big veins in my forearm here, right here, my elbow. She missed one after digging at it for about 3 minutes. And, oh, your vein must have rolled. Meanwhile, my wife is watching, biting her tongue, about to tell her where she needs to go. So she brings in another nurse. They go to my other arm, which, like I said, I got some pretty good-sized veins in my elbows, two of them on each side that stick, you know, real big. And instead of the older nurse, I'm not saying older, the more experienced nurse getting me set up for the IV, she just tells the other girl how to do it. Yeah, it took her several tries. Pulling the needle out, putting it back in, where they finally got my IV going. But after the IV, just some over-the-counter products, other than like a different drug they gave me to, it's a daily pill. What I tell you guys, it's to relax my urinary tract to help pass yes. any stones that make. I told you guys what it really does. I hope. but so I toughed it out. We still left for Eureka a couple hours later after leaving urgent care. Me and my wife still had a good time down to Hippieville. And so I'm still feeling pretty rough, though. You know what I mean? Not 100%. So my car's ready, guys. It's done. It is what it is. It's going how it is. For better or worse, we're done.
But you're feeling pretty good about it, right?
Oh, it's gonna make the drive. It's not gonna be fast. It's not gonna perform like I want it to. I haven't had time to actually go test it and make changes, and which, you know, we'll probably do that while we're there. I'll bring my jet kit, I'll bring power valves, I'll bring, you know, whatever. Nitrous jets, and see what we can make happen. Anyway, did you get it figured out?
No.
No. Okay.
So basically the entire gist of this show is just to update on where we're at. I'm good. I'm ready to go. I'm polishing wheels and stuff, so I think I've got a leg up on you guys.
Yeah, you kind of do.
For the first time ever. For the first time ever, I am going to be probably just fine.
Let's see. You're going to be good.
I have some other issues to work out, but they're not kidney stones, so I guess I'm good.
Yeah, hopefully this deal's better by Thursday.
But this is standard operating procedures. As soon as you plan something, that's when something else is going to hell. I don't know any other way to put that. Luckily, it's your body and not the car, so you should be fine.
Yeah, right. Well, you're frustrated.
Could you imagine doing like having that happen next Friday?
Ooh.
No. I know. Because I could, hey, for real, I couldn't do anything. Like, no matter what I did, I was in pain. Like, they asked me, like, hey, what's your pain level? And I look at my wife and she goes, don't be a tough guy. And I was like, I'm at an 8, guys. Like, I can't handle this junk. Like, it was making my stomach hurt. I was hurting so bad it was making me throw up. You know what I mean? Like, I was throwing up because of pain, and I've never done that before. So it was pretty gnarly. It was pretty rough. But
I've dealt with it one time, and my car was a standard at the time. And I drove directly from work to the nearest payphone because I thought I'll just drive myself to the hospital. Got to the nearest payphone, called my mom. I was like, I can't push my clutch in anymore. This hurts. I can't deal with this pain. Yeah, turned into a big baby.
Hey, I get it. I would have done the same thing again. I don't know. Hey, hold up. I might have a surprise for you guys.
Let's do this.
Just joking. No, I don't. I thought I was going to have something cool for you. I'm a liar, turns out. Oh, maybe.
Well, just tell it. Well, tell us what it was, and we'll act like we saw it.
Well, hold on. You might see it. Give me just a second.
But no, I think when you're in the final week of getting ready for events like this, that there's it's a crapshoot as to where you're going to wind up before this is all said and done. I don't enjoy – I'm with Bo on this one. I don't enjoy the thrash. I don't enjoy running into issues like this. John thrives in this area.
Yeah, I don't mind it. And evidently, Jonathan would rather do that than actually go to the track.
Doesn't surprise me.
He told me today, he's like, man, I don't even think I'm going this week. Just let's just get the car done, and then if you're good, I'm gonna stay home.
Hey, do you have a video set up, queued up?
Yeah, I figured. Oh,
okay,
it out.
That's what I was about to do. Okay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I
got it too.
Oh, you do it.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. You're good. Well,
is it on? I don't know how to do it.
Oh, here. I'll do it for. Oh, you got it. Audio doesn't do it justice.
Audio does not do it justice.
But this launch compared to the one in the intro, night and day.
Yeah, it's a little different.
So this is Bonterre. So you pull in to the lane and then back up into the water box.
Yeah, this is what he was talking about last Crazy. Show.
Crazy.
Much prettier burnout, right?
Yeah.
No mad wheel hop.
Comes up the line pretty hard too.
And then you can just walk up there.
Little baby Willie. There it is.
$650 at 105. That was the I don't know how to stop that. Good job.
Yeah, we're good.
That was the one full pass that I made.
That was the only full pass you made? Is that what you said?
Yeah. That was the only full pass. It's the only full pass I've ever made since doing all this work.
So quick question, because I'm kind of a moron when it comes to this. How does eighth mile translate out to quarter mile?
To 10:14.
Okay.
I mean, according to the scale that the deal that I looked at.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you got like a calculator for that.
There's like a calculator. There's online stuff. You can calculate it.
And it's pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah, it ain't I don't think it's ever gonna be perfect, but yeah, I mean, I think we look about the same deal. Yeah, that chart.
Yeah, I just sent it to you guys.
So. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So really close to it, really close to the bottom half of the tens. So it's.
See, hold on. You have to say that like everybody else would say that. You're really what? Close to the top half of the nines.
Yeah.
See, that's the deal. That's... We don't aim high, right?
Yeah.
So when something cool happens, we can celebrate.
Yeah. You don't shoot low, Sheriff. They're riding Shetlands.
But when it does hit a 9-something, that's going to be, you know, beer worthy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you say it here, you are kind of advertising it, but I usually don't advertise it, but that's my goal this year, is to be in that range, in the sub 10 second range, still naturally aspirated.
Well, in most of the, and we'll have to check with Narcs on this deal, but a lot of the NA big block classes, you're, with the exception of a couple, what the guy at race week last year, what did he run? The guy that won.
He had a less than 10 second average for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you're right there being competitive in a big block class for sure.
Should be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's some guys doing like ridiculous builds doing NA stuff that's way faster, but that's like super gutted out. Everything's titanium, like
power glide, 45 mile an hour between tracks.
Yeah.
45 miles an hour.
Real deal stuff. Yeah. It's like I can still go to work and back in this rig.
Yeah.
So good stuff. It's come a long ways.
Yeah. Quickly too.
Should be fun weekend.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to bring like a pillow to put in my seat or something. Not for my butt, for my back. It's my back that hurts.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Those kidney stones tear you up in your back.
Man. Kidneys are right there in that lower back region.
Yeah, man, it is no
good. Tearing it up.
Hopefully if things go right, I'll be knocking on the door to some 12s in the fat wagon. So
nice.
I'm not holding my breath though. We'll see.
The important thing is that we all have fun.
Oh, I'm gonna have fun.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna have all more fun if the car runs good. This is just gonna motivate me to build the other motor faster. Let's be honest about it.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. I know
it's true.
I'm ready to be let down this weekend. It's okay. We're just going to have fun. Like for I got a junker 383. There's nothing special about it at all. You know what I mean? So baby cam, baby everything. It's nothing. So, but whatever. Like all I said, if I can't be fast and I can't have nice interior, at least I'm going to have some shiny paint. I'll make sure the car's clean.
So yeah.
Windows up. Nobody can see inside. We're good.
Man, mine looks hideous on the inside and the outside right now. I just got the back firewall stitched in. Jonathan finished welding that in. And before dinner, we went and threw a coat of paint on it. If you ever have a chance to buy, you seen this ginormous paint can?
The turbo can.
The turbo can.
Yeah.
I didn't read everything. I just seen it. And went, gosh, damn, it says for big projects. So it's a pretty big project. It's not talking about the volume in the can. It's talking about the volume coming out of the can.
Yeah.
So we tried to paint the inside of this car with
the fan,
like a
foot high fan,
a 20 inch fan coming out of the tip. It didn't pan out.
You can adjust it though.
Huh?
You can adjust that fan, right?
No.
You sure?
Just one giant nozzle. It's just a big spray.
Oh, I've never used one, but I thought they were adjustable.
No, it's not adjustable at all. It's just huge. So it's just like one giant pee hole.
All we can hope for. It's all we can hope for.
All right. Well, this is an easy problem to solve. So I grab another nozzle, and it, like, because a can nozzle is a can nozzle, right?
Right.
No.
It shouldn't matter if it came off of a paint can or a PB Blaster can.
Don't mix those up.
So I shove a nozzle on there off of a can of, I think, penetrating oil of some sort. And it came out in a much smaller stream, but the volume was unreal. The fan wasn't so big, but it just like gooped it out. So it's fine. It's all going to, I'll probably cover it all up with hopefully some shag carpet.
Ooh.
Because it is loud in there. I think I've got asphyxiation under control because we've sealed everything up that we could.
That's important.
But I don't know. I'm going to end up with like earplugs and then the muffs over the plugs.
Chew.
It is unpleasant. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Be good.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's the sound clip for that episode.
I don't know how to get earplugs for the dog, but I'm going to have to figure that out.
Oh, yeah. He's going to need some.
Yeah. He's going to be pissed.
Look at this mental picture of your dog just growling at you. Why is it so loud in here?
Hot Rod, the deaf garage dog.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All right, you guys, basically what we want to do is we want to do some updates, kind of let everybody know where we were at before we head off to the circuit, kind of cover our bases in case we're not recording on Sunday. You guys want to hit some marketplace stuff or you guys want to skip it?
Whatever. I'm collecting market. Devin's been sending me marketplace stuff.
I've probably got 12 people right now that are sending me marketplace stuff on an average of 3 a day.
Is that a sign that they don't like what you're doing or just trying to help?
I don't know. I think they're just trying to F up his algorithm.
I'm kidding. Yeah. Yeah.
I have certain friends who are sending me things because they think that what they're looking at is cool. And I look at it and I go, John will absolutely crucify me if I put that in the Facebook marketplace. And then I've got other people that are, go ahead.
I'm going to send you one that Devin sent me today that would be the ultimate race weaker car. Road weaker, not race weaker, road weaker.
Road weaker.
Road weaker car. If you're going to road week and bring some buddies with you, this would be the car you'd want, and I'm excited to share it. Unless he's already seen.
Well, let's cover this before we get into tonight's marketplace. Stop sending me used furry costumes, please. Sending me those, just stop. Whoever's sending me a chocolate brown toilet that's a limited edition, stop.
Hey, no, I think that one actually came from me. By a Brit. Yeah. Brit showed me that, and I thought it was epic.
The prison toilet with the sink. Guys, I already got it. It's been sent to me 70 or 80 times. Stop. But there's certain things like. Go ahead.
Devin sends me dumb stuff. I got a shopping cart go-kart. Did you get that?
I like that.
And the Cadillac limo, yes.
I would rather have the shopping cart go-kart than the ski don't.
Oh, man. Hey, there's not much we've had on the show that I'd rather have or that I wouldn't take over the ski don't.
Yeah.
Now.
We're out on the ski don't.
There was a Volkswagen pontoon boat on the last episode.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't. There was the parts to make one.
Yeah. So, totally that's in the top 10.
Yeah.
So Skidon and Volkswagen. Yeah, you really effed up on both of those.
I'd rather have Lieutenant Dan's old leg sleeve over the Skidon. I would pay more for it.
I was going to put Little Scumpy on here. One.
Sorry, I cut y'all.
You're good. All right. So it's time for our unofficially sponsored Hot Rod Central Marketplace. Don't go to Marketplace. Go to Hot Rod Central.
Oh, that's sticking. I'm so proud.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's only because they don't know they're sponsoring it yet.
Like, sponsored by Hot Rod Central.
I've got to go by there this week.
Get to the corner of Central and Cool and check out Hot Rod Central.
It really is the corner of Central and Cool. I do have to go by there this week and get a hoodie. I'm due for a HRC hoodie. I need it. And we're going to need it on the trip this weekend. So
I agree.
All right. Sorry. Good.
Ooh, 85 Blazer with 350. 1500 used to be 2000. $1,500 Blazer, straight body, 454 motor. It started out as a 350, then we put a 454 on it. That's why it went from 2000 to 1500.
Right. Yep.
Doesn't run at the moment. Very fast. It's very fast for a car that don't run. Could be a fun project, title in hand.
What a confusing ad.
This is all over the place.
Does he mean it's a turbo 350 with a 450 motor, 454 motor?
I don't know.
But the whole doesn't run, but it's very fast. It could be
a
fun project, or it could be a money pit.
It's either fast or not. We don't know. It's a square body S10 Blazer with a big block in it. Motor set back and not in a good way. That's my prediction. What you got, Bo?
Let's see it.
You got nothing. I don't even know.
Prepare yourself for Bo to pass out.
Oh,
whoa! That is very extreme. Man, that's.
I actually don't hate it.
I don't either.
I don't hate it.
Give it time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
definitely not a 454.
Not a big block for sure. I'd be willing to bet. Like, I would almost bet you the price of this vehicle if that's a 305.
Hey, also, that's the worst air cleaner filter on the planet.
Yeah.
I know I'm not the only one that's had those disintegrate, right?
In the words of Vice Grip, it started more fires than ex-wives.
They're guaranteed. Hey, I do have a question. What's laying on top of the
filter? Let's go back. That would be off a lawnmower if I'm looking at it right.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like a lawnmower part laying there for sure.
Just checking.
Beautiful flexi hose.
I mean, it's not. All right, go ahead. Yeah.
It's not horrible yet.
I mean, the body works bad.
That's what I was waiting for with Bo.
It's real bad. It's all fixable.
The skirts are molded in.
Yeah, which would be cool if it was done right.
Yeah.
I like the way it looks, to be honest with you.
If I ever need to put them deals on, I'm
just going to hold them. What I don't like are those cowboy cannons sticking out of the back where the roll pan is. They had those put on when it had a bumper still before it went to the roll pan.
I was hoping you would see that.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to miss.
But for $1,500, it is a V8 S10.
It's a 305. I'm with John. I would bet that's a 305.
I would bet you're correct.
Yeah. Ooh, big money.
Oh, wow. This is out of our price range. 67 Jeep FJ6, $27,000. We're putting our little beer tap truck up for sale. We have used it to sell ice cream, beer, lemonade, and sweet tea out of. It's powered by a fuel-injected engine from a 1990 Chevy S10. The automatic transmission is from the same S10. The truck was built by a body shop owner and has had new pearl paint and lots of custom fabrication. It's on airbags and a blast to drive. It has three keg taps and a jockey box. This little truck turns heads everywhere. Everything is included to start your own business or take it to car meets and car shows or both. Only trades we would be interested in would be a Chevelle or second gen Camaro or resto mods.
I can't wait. Let's see it. Oh.
That's really nice.
Yeah, that's the one I sent you.
Stumpy little thing.
Stumpy.
It's really cool.
But here's where you sell John on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's got everything you need.
I'm curious as to what kind of license you need to operate this.
Why?
I mean, I don't think they're just driving around neighborhoods like the ice cream man.
It's not like the ice cream truck.
I mean, if
you're not trying to make money out of it, if it's for your personal use, then.
Or if you're trying to get your own neighborhood just hammered.
True, but they pointed out that you can start a business with this. I'm very curious as to what kind of permits you would have to actually go through to start I sell beer out of the side of my truck business.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Doherty's on mute.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah.
It's a really cool truck. It's a really cool idea. I don't know how you make money out of it, but unless you're just like, hey, I'm doing parties.
Yeah, I can parties. See that. All right, last one. Crucify me if you want.
1997 Chevrolet 3500 crew cab long bed, $10,000. 97 Chevy 3500 truck frame was cut and extended 4 feet to accommodate the 2000 Cadillac Escalade body. Total length is 26 feet long. Has an 8 foot bed with ball in the bed. Wired for trailer brakes, has the 454 motor in it. It also has 4x4. I did not build this. There is an issue with the transmission. I'm at 10K firm and no trades.
Okay.
I got nothing.
So basically, they just plopped an Escalade body on in front of the bed, and filled in the fender well.
Weird.
That was very weird. Makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh. I'd still buy this over the Skidone.
Yep. Transmission problems, though.
Spend a new one. Well, it's a 4L60, so. Oh, no, it's 454. It's probably 4L80.
Yeah. So
there's call no telling.
So call it a $12,000 truck because you got to get that transmission redone.
It's true. All right. Well, I think that just about wraps everything up. Everybody come out and see us at the circuit. I'll be the guy wearing hot pants. Those two will be racing.
Hold on. Have you got your costume together?
No.
Do you need a pair of scissors? Or
Jimmy
message me today. And I'm going to go ahead and say this because I imagine the people who listen to this, some of them will know who I'm talking about and they won't care. Excuse me. But Jimmy texted me, and I'm assuming he was listening to the show that came out today because he just said full on Ruger Ron style.
Yep.
No.
Yep. I said agreed. And that was the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
He sent me that. I said agreed. We both knew what was going on. Done. Those might be a little short.
It'll be fine.
Never realized how much Ruger Ron dresses like Jungle Pam.
A lot.
Very much so. I mean, it's a style.
A lot.
You just adopt it and go on.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this thing up for the night. Mo, what?
We're a robot. We're probably going to, that was weird. We're probably going to do some updates, I think. Maybe send out some shorts during the circuit. And so look forward to that, I guess. Or I look forward to it.
Me and Bo will be making shorts. Fro will be in the shorts.
Are we? Yes. Nailed it. You're muted.
He's for sure muted and he don't know it.
That's the shorts nobody wants to see.
Yeah. Well, they're going to pay money.
We'll find out.
Finna find out. All right. John, you got anything to throw in on this before we wrap this thing up?
I do not. I'm all out of stuff.
Mo?
Just got to get back to work.
No, I got to go drink more water.
Bo's on the water. He's got to get good and hydrated for the weekend.
I've never felt so old until now. Like, oh, my goodness, stones are acting up. Like, what? Crazy.
I don't know what causes those for real, but if there's something a guy can do to avoid it.
I mean, obesity. Obesity is one of the causes. I told my wife, sorry about that.
Man.
Yeah.
Glad none of us falls in there.
No kidding.
It's a freak thing.
A bunch of skinny guys like us.
Right.
You'd think we wouldn't have these problems.
Yeah. Eating right. Anyway.
All right. Speaking of eating right, I got to get off here so I can smoke a cigarette. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you and good night.
See ya.
I love everybody.